On behalf of the trustees and faculty of the Robert E. Weber Institute for Worship Studies, I welcome our guest preacher for today. Dr. Kyle Reese has been the senior pastor of Hendricks Avenue Baptist Church in Jacksonville since 2006. Dr. Reese is an alumnus of the Leadership Jacksonville class of 2008 and Leadership Florida class number 28. He serves on the board of One Jacks and Youth Leadership Jacksonville and is the president of the San Marco Rotary. He is a part of the WJCT's First Coast Connect God Squad. Ask him about that sometime. I have to ask you about the God Squad, which is a group of interfaith leaders who provide commentary on local and national issues from a faith perspective. Active in Baptist life, Dr. Reese serves on the board of Baptist News Global and Baptist Medical Center of Jacksonville, as well as in various leadership roles with the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. He served as a preacher at the 2011 Cooperative Baptist Fellowship General Assembly in Tampa, Florida. Dr. Reese earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in Religious Studies from Wayland Baptist University and his Master of Divinity from George W. Truett Theological Seminary at Baylor University. He received his Doctor of Ministry from Northern Baptist Theological Seminary, actually while Bob Weber was there. He is married to Amy, and they are the proud parents of Peyton, Hannah, and Wyatt. It is an honor to welcome Dr. Reese to the pulpit of the Robert E. Weber Institute for Worship Studies.
I wish that we had the time. We would leave here together and we would turn right out of the parking lot. We would go north on US 17 and turn right and go over the Buckman Bridge to San Jose Boulevard. There we would take a left turn, and after a couple others, we would go to the home of longtime church members where I serve, Wah and Marlene Ing. We would go to their home if we had the time, and we would knock on their door, and we would be received with gracious hospitality. They would welcome us, and I'm sure they would tell us quickly about their son, who's an attorney in town, who just got married to another attorney. They would tell stories about their health not being quite as good as it used to be, but you wouldn't know that in the graciousness and warmth when they would speak. Finally, if we had the time, our visit would come to an end, and Marlene would walk us to the door, but Wah, he would walk us all the way to our car. And before we left, he would say to us, "Can I show you my garden?" And we would go around the corner, and there we would see a perfectly manicured piece of ground. There we would see all sorts of plants and vegetation, and you could tell that Wah spends many of his waking hours in that very garden. But before he would leave, and we would leave, he would say, "Can I tell you about this one plant, this ordinary-looking bean plant?" He said, "This plant has been in my family for 200 years. It was first planted when my ancestors lived in China. And so every year I cultivate this plant, and when the beans are harvested, I take seed and I carefully take them and I wrap them and I watch over them. So every year I can put the seed in the ground and I can cultivate what is a gift to me from my ancestors." And then I suspect you, like me, would take a step back and stand in reverence and awe at this ordinary-looking bean plant once you've heard its story. It's that image of that plant that makes me understand why Jesus, when he was telling stories about the kingdom of God, oftentimes told about sowers and seed, about ground and the mystery of growth. I understand a little bit because of my visit with the Ings just how breathtaking it can be to stand in front of something so beautiful and so wonderful. Such, says the gospel writer Mark, is the kingdom of God. Now, the gospel that was read for us a few moments ago does have in it some danger for those of you who are interested in worship renewal, because at the center of the story is someone who falls asleep. Be careful as we lead our churches about asking people to think about someone who falls asleep. But Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like this. It's like someone who goes out and scatters seed, sowing the seed, and then goes to sleep. And mysteriously, the seed grows. Who is this one that can rest comfortably, knowing that within its own life the seed can grow? Who is this one that can rest comfortably knowing that the kingdom of God is growing all around? Well, I would suggest to you that this one perhaps is you and me. The kingdom of God is given to us as a gift. And one of the great realities of this institution, of IWS, is that you understand that worship is not dependent upon what you do week in and week out. It's not based on your creativity alone. It's not based on your gifts. You know that the worship of God has a history among the people of God, a history that you receive as gift and grace, and it grows up where it will, inspired by the Spirit. And on days when life is difficult and you cannot understand, you cannot see, or you cannot discern, you can rest, because the kingdom of God is so much bigger than any one of us, and the kingdom of God is working in ways that we can see, and more importantly, in ways we cannot. The kingdom can be compared to someone who scatters seed and then sleeps night and day. I love what Eugene Peterson says about the litany of creation that we find in the book of Genesis. He points out in several of his writings that the litany we hear is, there was night and then there was day on the first day. There was night, and then there was day on the second day. And it turns on its head what we think really life is supposed to be. Especially here in North America, life begins, doesn't it, when we wake up. The world starts when we arrive on the scene, but the very litany of creation speaks differently. God does some of God's best work while we rest. The kingdom of heaven can be compared to one who has sown seed and then sleeps, and the kingdom of heaven appears where it will. But I have to ask the question about this mysterious sleeper. Perhaps it's you and me as we trust in the ongoing work of God's kingdom, but I must quote my doctor of ministry professor, Fame Perkins, from Boston College, when she says, perhaps we can identify with this one who sleeps, but how do we hear the story if, in fact, it's God who sleeps? Not in a way that is distant, not in a way that God does not care, but how can we hear the story when God sleeps entrusting to you and me the work of this great and glorious kingdom? What do we do with the space and the people and the places that God gives to us? This new creation that we hear about in the Corinthian letter, how do we take what God has given to us and give our very best effort, somehow finding a balance between trust in the ongoing growth of the kingdom of God, and knowing too that we are called to hard and diligent work to give witness to the new creation that we find in Christ? Perhaps we are that sleeper. Perhaps it is God. My final class as a student at George W. Truett Theological Seminary at Baylor University was a preaching class. And oddly enough, it was a preaching class, and we took a little field trip to Israel. And so we went to Israel, and we looked at all of the sites, and I'll never forget one moment that we're standing there, and my professor of record on that trip, Dr. Raymond Bailey, said, "Welcome to the land of promise." And then he said, "Now look around and visualize this particular place through the eyes of a farmer, through the eyes of an agrarian culture." And we looked around, and there we were in the land of promise, and for the life of me, all I could see were rocks and hills. And for the life of me, I couldn't see any water anywhere. This is the land of promise? It sure seems like a lot of work. And he said to them, "The kingdom of heaven can be compared to someone who goes and sows seed and sleeps. And the seed grows where it will as gift and grace. The kingdom of heaven can be compared to someone who sows seed and sleeps and works as if there is no tomorrow, so that God's new creation can touch all the world and all the peoples in it. The kingdom of God is among us. The kingdom of God is a call to work. Blessings upon you as you do it. Amen."